Here at the Wicomico County Sheriff's Office, the discussion here addressed the public safety implications of the proposed legislation, Senate Bill 245, its impact on local law enforcement, and the county's commitment to continued cooperation with federal partners. Specifically, County Executive Julie Giordano says her administration is moving forward with the application process into the 287G program.
The 287G Warrant Service Officer model does not, and I repeat, does not authorize street-level immigration enforcement, traffic stops, or random checks. It applies only to individuals who are already in custody and subject to valid federal warrants.
She adds that this long-standing program is about targeting dangerous offenders, repeat criminals, those who victimize residents and undermine the safety of the community. She emphasizes the decision to move forward with the WSO model is not politically motivated, noting that public safety is not a partisan issue. In Salisbury, I'm Church Conti for the Talk of Delmarva.